I've attended all the consultations, had been participative in all the things the club have done in relation to the design, tried to express and explain what the community activities are that we currently deliver, and explaining that once we are sited, wherever we are sited, it puts us closer to whatever community we're near to, so therefore the benefit to that community is that they may well have first access for those people in need. I think I always express the fact this is not about people coming to my door and asking what they want, this is about identifying community need and for us to try and provide support and opportunity to those people within those communities. It's not for my position to kind of express my view in relation to anybody who's supporting or not supporting this. As you can imagine, there's real politics at play here. My own perspective is I'm supporting the position that we need new facilities. I require community facilities because I have none. If it's at Kingsford, that's fine by me. I can understand why some people might not want them there, but that's the site's less important to me. It's more important that they get the facilities.
Certainly the Trust is doing great things, as we've already touched on. It's growing from strength to strength, but a move like this would really help the growth and the bond with the local communities.
Yeah, I mean, accessibility, an iconic new stadium, brand new facilities, even something as simple as a brand new 3G pitch that's floodlit and allows kids to play on into an evening is far better than playing in a dark, muddy patch in the middle of nowhere that gets rained off every 5 weeks. So the reality is we can plan and schedule work way beyond what we already deliver, and we already deliver 3 to 4 times as much as we did 3 years ago.